I flickered in with me, Alan Smith, with wee Puckley Sewers of today's Press and Journal on Monday, May the 13th. So, after a roasting, toasting weekend in Aberdeenshire, we're back to kind of normal deal. So, it wasn't too bad in the afternoon, a bit overcast in the morning, but on the whole, very, very decent Puckle days we've had. So, front page of paper today now is the A96 is filled with danger. Why can't they see it? So, this is angry North East leaders have challenged Scotland's politicians to finally deliver dual-in of the A96 and end years of frustration on the Utadate Road, whose safety issues put lives at risk every day. Communities reacted with fury to the Scottish Greens' dismissal of the road's claim to be dualled, saying the A96 climate review will inevitably call for the project to be abandoned. Alistair Kennedy, chairman of Elgin Community Council, said parts of the road are quite dangerous and added the road is no longer fit for purpose. If the Green leaders came here and stayed, they would ken it needs dualled. Mike Duncan, development manager at the Federation of Small Businesses in the North East, said there's little faith left. He added that there is a generation-spanning belief that communities will be continually let down by decision-makers in Edinburgh. Now, this is going to be... If Scotland does get independence, then the North East will want to brakawa for the rest of them. It is unfathomable that the... business community could be let down again, he said. So we're all fighting talk here now, and a challenge thrown down to the Greens, but I think they will bide for a while. And it's arguments about roads and why can they not see it? It just reminds me of that great old joke. There's a big hole in the A96 and the bobbies are looking into it. Now here is firefighters tackle major blaze on highest hill, but the cause is unknown. So firefighters battled a major blaze in Aberdeen for over 3 hours on Saturday night. Four fire appliances rested Brimond Hill at about 20 by 11. The blaze, which saw the sky lit up by flames that were visible for miles, was finally brought under control about after 3.5 hours. The Scottish Fire and Rescue Service confirmed that the appliances were sent for Altons and North Anderson Drive in Aberdeen to the feature in the north of the city. It is unclear if it caused the fire, however, it was a very warm day in the Granite City on Saturday. Well, I'll vouch for that. It was even roasting, toasting, doing it with the beach. As temperatures reached highs at 23 degrees centigrade, I almost had to look at my noted hunky from my heat. It is unclear if it was deliberate. A Bobby spokeswifey, tell to P&J. We were made aware of this fire, but there was no further police involvement at this time. Located between Bucksburn, Kingswells and West Hill, Brimond Hill is the highest point within the city at 873 feet. So, well, I didn't care that now, but it could have been something, caused by the extreme heat that day, because it was very, very toasty indeed. And, we'd like to think it wasn't a deliberate thing, but anyway, they got it under control, and thank the Lord for that. So maybe that was a win for some folk who thought it was the Northern Lights, but it was just the fire up in the hill. Now here is the bread guy beats 60 bakeries to take the crown at the award. So this is an Aberdeen bakery has been crowned Scottish Baker of the Year. The bread guy fought off 60 bakeries to win the top prize at the Scottish Baker of the Year award in Glasgow on Saturday. They also won Best in Scotland Gold for their gluten-free pan loaf, plus regional silver for their buttery, Blue Murder sourdough, smoked Scottish seaweed focaccia, and lasagna pie, and regional bronze for their soft roll. There was also awards for some of the North's favourite bakers, with Harry Gow and Stag Bakeries proving a hit with judges and the public. The bread guy posted online for an amazing night. We are still in shock. Thank you to all our amazing team, customers and supporters. In a statement, they added, it's one thing to have confidence in our products, but to have that validation for both customers and industry experts is truly the icing on the cake. The bread guy has four Aberdeen bakeries at Great Northern Road, Hazelhead, Thistle Street and Torrey, plus Enan and Varuri. Here's a full list of the winners. So Harry Gow for his chocolate caramel biscuit. Oh, God, that sounds good now. He won for that, gold for best in Scotland, malted bloomer, best in Scotland, cricket and then a hell of other things, Mackenzie's Bakery for a lemon cake and cheese scone, you've got a silver. McLean's Highland Bakery, got a lemon zest shortbread, got a bronze. Rendall's Bakery, got a silver for their all butter shortbread. Stag Bakery's got a the wholesale baker, it's a special prize. The bread guy for his that stuff of our said, focaccia, soft roll, buttery lasagna pie, and gluten free pan loaf. And the three little bakers for one prizes for their malted bloomer, their white sour bloomer, and well fired roll. I'm not a big fan of our things now, but anyway, we had like a fine piece for the baker, and you know, I think that Harry Gow's was like my favourite thing. This chocolate caramel biscuit, if it's not to like. Well done to Hale Sing Bang, though. Well done, Aberdeen Baker. Now, there's a Clan Fest, is a musical showcase. So, a 2-day festival celebrating Clan Cancer Support's 40th anniversary has been launched. The Clan Fest will showcase musical talent for across the region on September 6th and 7th. A Shetland Ceilidh band, Da Fustra, are set to open the festival with attendees invited to take to the floor for traditional dances. I ate some reels and gig orders, I'm thinking. Multiple acts, including Chamas Mackay Music School, will then take to the stage across the festival's second day from 12 o'clock until midnight. Alana Welsh, Community Development Coordinator at Clan, said Clan Fest will showcase some of the best local musical talent across our regions and promises to be a truly unique event. The event is sponsored by Hosey Electrical, takes place at the Druthy Laird in Inverurie. Tickets for the event are now available with prices for £10 via Clan's website. So, well, that sounds like a rare old couple of days, and you know, maybe near the gig wardens, that kind of stuff. Although that would be a rare laugh, but maybe the second day, Chamas Mackay Music School. It was a brief attendee there, trying to learn the drums, but boy, I said I really had no natural rhythm of that, but I'll still bash a wat him now and again. So yeah, sounds like a good old do, and right here, the slap bang in the gear in the middle of Inverurie at the Druthy Laird, sponsored by Hosey's. How more local could you get? Now here is Soldiers on the Streets to mark Freedom Honour. So the sound of the bagpipes echoed around about Peterhead at the weekend as the Royal Regiment of Scotland was granted the freedom of Aberdeenshire. About 150 soldiers marched through the streets to mark the honour, which recognises the close historical ties between the Army's only Scottish infantry regiment and the communities of Aberdeenshire. Playing a key role in the event was the regimental mascot, the Shetland Pony Corporal Cruachan IV. A short ceremony also took place in Peterhead after the parade, for the honour was conferred upon the regiment by the Provost of Aberdeenshire, Judy White. A community event was then held in the Toon Centre at Drummer's Corner, where a number of military organisations, including the Highland Reserve Forces and Cadets Association, ARC and Army Cadets, and veterans organisations took in part. Ahead of the events, Ms White said that last September, Aberdeenshire Council agreed in principle to confer the freedom of our area on the Royal Regiment of Scotland. This nods to a strong connection with the regiment and with the antecedent regiments which came before. For many of us, this puts us in the mind of family heritage, brings back memories of those no longer with us, and allows us to be grateful for those who will take their legacy for it. To exercise their new freedom, the Royal Regiment of Scotland took to the streets again for further parades yesterday at Afford in Larenz Kirk. So, 150 strong group were again joined by veterans, cadets and other local groups, including scouts at each location. The regiment will return to the North East next month to have the freedom of Moray conferred upon him. 19 for again freedoms conferred upon him. The designation as honorary freeman of Moray confers the right to march with bayonets fixed, flags flying and pipes playing. So a parade again led by Corporal Cruachan the 4th, wee pony, will set out for Elgin High Street at noon on June the 8th. It will march the Plain Stones for the Lord Lieutenant of Moray will take the salute, and Moray Council civic leader, Councillor John Cow, will present the freedom of Moray. So, well, busy lads, but well deserved, I think. And, you know, good for him to get out and about and visit some different villages and you know, because the locals went to Newton Cena a Saturday or a Sunday instead of okay, just going to pub or something. They can see hard fast and then going to pub. Now I'll just finish up with sport as normal, and back page paper today has the Boyd done good, Levine hails Dean debut. So Aberdeen teen star Fletcher Boyd has been hailed by interim boss Peter Levine for producing a fairy tale score and debut. The 16-year-old attacker came off the bench to net an injury time yesterday as Aberdeen destroyed Hibs 4-0 at Easter Road. Well, I think destroyed is maybe too light a word, it's absolute thrashing. It completed a sensational 3 days for Boyd, who won the Club Academy Scotland under 18 league title on Friday with a 2-1 win against Rangers. Within 72 hours, the Scotland under 16 international was dreamland again for netting on his debut. And Levine just says, well, he'll never forget that, which is very true, but well done to Lunhap. He's been banging in the goals for under 18s for ages, apparently. And, you know, for their debut, second youngest scorer in the Premier League ever, I think. So, you know, hats off to him. Well done. And come on, everybody. And now it's been done for the day now. And like I said earlier on, it's been not too bad a day. It was a bit duller this morning, certainly. Overcast for a while. But after dinner time, the sun tried to pop out again. It's certainly quite warm later on afternoon. And I think some fine days later this week. So, fingers crossed that all bide how they're saying it's going to be. So anyway, thank you very much for listening to this podcast, and we hope you enjoyed it. If you did mind, tell a pal about it and get them to listen to it on Spotify. They can follow us on here, they'll never miss an episode, and then that'll keep everybody happy. If you can, the art would just be dandy now. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.